ओम नमः शिवाय, 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 ॐ 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 नमः शिवाय, शिवाय, ॐ नमः शिवाय, ॐ नमः शिवाय, ॐ शिवाय, ॐ नमः 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 शिवाय,
इन्द्रियाणामधिष्ठात्रे भूतानां चाखिलेषु ह्या भूतेषु सततं तस्यै व्याप्तिदेवे नमो नमः। चितिरूपेण या कृत्स्नम् एतद्व्याप्यस्थिता जगत्, नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः। ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम्। शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्तिः।
ऑथर ऑफ दिस बुक वेदांत सारः श्री सदानंद ji presented here five factors. Till now we have seen those five factors. The first factor is Brahma Chaitanyam, the reality, the consciousness, without any upadhis, nirupadhikam chaitanyam. I'm sure you remember all those words. Upadhi சகிதம் இஸ் சோபாதிகம். பிரம்மன் தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் வித் உபாதிஹி இஸ் வாட் சோபாதிகம் சைத்தன்யம். வித்தவுட் தி உபாதி பியூர் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் வாட் நிருபாதிகம் சைத்தன்யம். சோ இஸ் ஏ பிரம்மன் தி நிருபாதிகம் சைத்தன்யம் தி பியூர் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஃபேக்டர். தென் செகண்ட் ஃபேக்டர் இஸ் அவித்யா ஆர் மூலா வித்யா ஆர் மூல அஜானம். ஐ யூஸ் டூ டிஃபரண்ட் வேர்ட்ஸ், மூல அவித்யா ஆர் மூல அஜானம். ஹியர் வென் இஸ் ஏ அஜ்ஞா இன் திஸ் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் த வேர்ட் அஜானம் ஷுட் பி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் ஆஸ் வாட் பிரகிருதி. பிரகிருதி மீன்ஸ் வாட் தி ஒரிஜினல் சட்லஸ்ட் மேட்டர். அண்ட் திஸ் மூல அவித்யா ஆர் மூல அஜானம் அலோன் பிகம்ஸ் வாட் டூ ஃபோல்ட் உபாதிஸ். ஒன் இஸ் வியஷ்டி அஜானம் அண்ட் சமஷ்டி அஜானம். வியஷ்டி அஜானம் அண்ட் சமஷ்டி அஜானம் நோட் தி இண்ட் நோ தி வியஷ்டி அஜானம் அசமஷ்டி அஜானம். வெஷ்டி அஜானம் இஸ் ரஜ பிரதானம் பிரிடாமினன்ட்லி ரஜசிக் அண்ட் சமஷ்டி அஜானம் சாத்விக் சத்துவ பிரதானம். சத்துவ பிரதானா பிரகிருதி அண்ட் ரஜ பிரதானா பிரகிருதி. எனிவே திஸ் டூ திஸ் ரஜ பிரதானா பிரகிருதி கால்ட் வெஷ்டி அஜானம் associated with an individual or samashti ajnanam obtaining in the total, both are what originally prakritihi moola vidya moola ajnanam. And these two, this vyashti ajnanam becomes upadhi, is one upadhi. Samashti ajnanam is also another upadhi. And the same, the consciousness associated with these two upadis get two different names. One and the same consciousness, the nirupadhikam chaitanyam, the consciousness without the upadi, associated with the upadi becomes what? Sopadhikam chaitanyam. The Sopadhika Chaitanyam, we can say two. Now why? Two Upadhis are there. The same consciousness associated with the Vyashti Upadhi is known as what? Prajnaha or Jivaha. The same consciousness conditioned by the total Samashti Upadhi, Samashti Ajnanam, the Upadhi is called what? Ishwaraha. Now how many factors? Nirupadika Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, Ishwaraha, the Sopadika Chaitanyam or Ishwaraha, Prajnaha, then twofold Upadhis, Vyashti Ajnanam, Samashti Ajnanam, two Upadhis, all these totally five factors are involved now. All these five factors are beginningless. The pure consciousness, Nirupadika Chaitanyam, is anadi, beginningless, uncreated. What is Ishvara? Same consciousness, but with the upadhi. Sopadikam Chaitanyam is beginningless. And what about Prajnaha, the Jivaha? Same consciousness with the different upadhi, Vyashti upadhi. Therefore, what now? Vyashti Ajnanam is the Upadhi. Therefore, what now? Beginningless. So, Ishvara is beginningless. Jiva is beginningless. Consciousness without Upadhi is beginningless. Two Upadhis are also beginningless. Vyashti Ajnanam, Samashti Ajnanam, which serve as two upadhis, they are also the manifesting medium. Upadhi is manifesting medium, isn't it? Also beginningless. All the five are anadi. All the five factors are beginningless. This we have to remember very well. Nothing is created here. Is it clear? Nothing is created means, what should we remember? Nothing can be destroyed also. So having discussed these five different factors being anadi, how these factors are, then Acharya, here the author, enters into the topic of srishtihi, creation, or you can say adhyaropa prakaranam. So in order to introduce srishtihi or adhyaropa prakaranam, srishti means what? Creation. He is going to discuss the srishtihi. We are going to analyze the creation here. So the purpose of analyzing the creation, the srishtihi, is finally to arrive at the truth of the whole. So whenever in Shastram the srishtihi means the creation is analyzed or discussed, called adhyaropa prakaranam is discussed here, it is not for understanding the creation, it is not for establishing whether the creation is real or not, it is mainly to arrive at the truth. This satyam. We be very, very careful. We had Vedanta is not interested in discussing the creation. Vedanta's aim is to help us arrive at the reality, and for which the srishtihi, one of the prakriya, actually the methodology, discussing the creation, analyzing the creation, we arrive at the truth. Whenever the srishtihi topic is brought into the picture, the creation is analyzed, then he wants to talk about the maya, the matter, the mula avidya or mula ajnanam. And now first, whenever we talk about this mula ajnanam, he has to talk about these twofold powers of this avidya or ajnanam. One power is what? Now I am putting it correctly, okay, so it will be very clear for you. This mula avidya or mula ajnanam or prakritihi has what now? Twofold powers. One is what? Avarana shaktihi, the power of veiling, and vikshepa shaktihi, the power of projection. So when we understand these twofold powers, how they operate, we have to understand this avidya, two powers at two different levels. Because avidya is involved at the vyashti level and samashti level. This samashti level also avidya is there. Vyashti avidya is also there. Vyashti avidya is upadhi for jiva. Samashti avidya, samashti ajnanam is upadhi for Ishwaraha. Vyashti ajnanam is upadhi for jivaha. So we have to understand, discuss these two powers of ajnanam at two different levels, which I introduced last class. So this avarna shaktihi, what does it do? So let us see first at the total level. Even the author straight away introduces the avarna shakti, the function of the avarna shakti at the individual level. So let us see before that and then we'll go to the class. See, the Avarna Shakti, it covers. And only when the Avarna Shakti covers, finishes its function of covering, then only the Vikshepa Shakti becomes operative. So the example given here is Rajju Sarpaha. Rajju Sarpaha, Rajju means rope, Sarpaha means snake, and Rajju Sarpaha means what? That's a very old traditional example here. The covering of Avarna Shakti, Avarna Shakti of Avarna, generally Avarna Shakti, example you have to understand, covers the power of veiling. It powers what? Rajju Swarupam. Avarna Shakti covers the Rajju Swarupam, means the power of veiling covers the rope, being the rope, the real nature of the rope. Only when the rope is covered by the rope, no, the rope swarupam is covered by, Rajju Swarupam is covered by Avarna Shakti, then alone the rope, the covered rope, the rope covered by Avarna Shakti, the rope's nature being covered by the rope, Avarna Shakti, becomes what? You know? Then alone the Vikshepa Shakti is useful, which means it becomes the cause for the projection of the snake, creation of the snake. When does the snake become created? I'm not talking about the real snake, okay? Don't take it seriously. Don't stretch the example. There is a snake. You see the snake. When does the snake become created or projected? Created, not literal sense, okay? In your perception, snake is created. The snake is there. The creation of the snake, projection of the snake is possible only when the Rajju Swarupam is covered. Isn't it? Only when the Avarna Shakti covers the Rajju Swarupam, projection of the snake is possible. So Vikshepa Shakti's functions operates only when the Avarna Shakti finishes its function of veiling, covering. Then only the rope gets what? The status of being the cause. Is it? Cause for this snake. Isn't it? Without this, no rope means you cannot see the snake at all. The rope becomes the cause for the snake without undergoing any change. Rope remaining a rope becomes the cause for the creation of the snake. Is it clear? Projection. For which it needs to be covered. So Ravana Shakti covers, Vikshepa Shakti then operates, then there is a creation comes. Don't search too much, just understand how, what is creation afterwards, isn't it? How the Avarna Shakti has function has to proceed for the Vikshepa Shakti to become useful in creating. If we see this at the total level, or level of Ishvara, what does it happen? The Avarna Shakti, the power of veiling of the Samashti Avidya, understand, Samashti Avidya, also covers the Chaitanyam. So the pure consciousness associated with the Samashti Avidya Upadhi becomes what? Sopadhikam Chaitanyam. Nirupadhikam Chaitanyam becomes Sopadhikam Chaitanyam when associated with the Upadhi. Then this Chaitanyam associated with the Upadhi becomes what now? Conditioned by the Vikshepa Shaktihi. Condition means what? Covered by the Vikshepa Shaktihi. The consciousness covered by the Vikshepa Shaktihi. When this covers, Avarna Shaktihi covers the Chaitanyam. It cannot cover, is it? Covering means what here? Covering Avarna Shakti Chaitanyam. Then Vikshepa Shaktihi becomes useful for the Sopadhika Chaitanyam. The Sopadhika Chaitanyam alone becomes what? Ishvara. Ishvara means that Ishvaratvam, the Lordship, is due to what? Sarvajnatvam. Is it? Enjoying the status of being the all-knowing. And Sarvakaranatvam, enjoying the status of being the cause of everything. See, what is that which lends the all-knowing status, Ishvara status, or all the causal, you know, the status of being the cause of everything, what is which gives? It is this Avarna Shaktihi alone. It is the Avarna Shaktihi covering the Chaitanya. Is it clear now? Covering the Sopadhikam Chaitanyam gives this status. So don't think Avarna Shakti always only is cause for ajnanam, ignorance. At the total level, what does it do? Be careful. Okay? Avarna Shakti at the total level covers the Sopadhikam Chaitanyam. Then it is covered means the Sopadhikam Chaitanyam conditioned by the Avarna Shaktihi becomes what? Becomes Sarvajnaha. Associated with the Sopadhika. Is it clear? You have to see the Avarna Shakti, what it does also. Sarvajnaha, which means, not only that, Sarva Karanaha, Ishvara Sarva Karanaha, the cause of everything, then creator status also comes. The creator status, causal status, all-knowing status, Ishvara gets, Ishvara status comes for Sopadhika Chaitanyam, only being conditioned by Avarna Shaktihi. Is it clear? Then, when the Avarna Shaktihi, the Chaitanya, Sopadhika Chaitanyam, it is Ishvara conditioned by Avarna Shaktihi. Isn't it? Ishvara means what? I mean, the consciousness associated with the Samashti Avidya Upadhi, conditioned by Avarna Shaktihi, makes use of the Vikshepa Shaktihi. What does it mean? Vikshepa Shaktihi becomes useful later on to create. Like what? Just as the Rajaswarupam covered by Avarna Shaktihi gives the rope the status of being the cause of the snake. Similarly here, okay, don't take it seriously here. Just understand how covering becomes, helps to become the cause, the status. Similarly, here also, the samashti, the avarna shaktihi, the power of veiling of samashti ajnanam gives the Sopadhika Chaitanyam, the conscious, you know, the consciousness associated with this upadhi gives this status of being the all-knowing. Thereby, when it is covered, look at this, only because avarna shakti conditions the sopadika chaitanyam, then alone the vikshepa shakti gives him the creator status. Which means vikshepa shakti becomes useful for creating the jagat. Which means we can say the Ishvara creates this jagat. Means what? What is created here? What is projected here? The entire sthula prapanchaha, entire sukshma prapanchaha, the subtle, the world of subtle objects, the subtle things, and the world of the gross objects, all these gross physical forms and all the subtle, imperceptible subtle forms, all of them now become created. So it makes Ishvara the creator. Avarna Shakti, without the Avarna Shakti, covering the Sopadika Chaitanyam, Vikshepa Shakti cannot become operative. The Vikshepa Shakti becomes useful only when the status comes, all-knowing status comes. How? Only when it is covered by Avarna Shakti. So creates what? Creates the prapancha. Ishvara, we say, creates the prapancha, means sthula prapancha, suksha prapancha, everything. When you say sthula prapancha, it includes every individual physical body. Suksha prapancha means it includes what now? It implies every individual subtle body. Not only human, also everything. Characharam, the entire world of objects, subtle and gross. Therefore, who is the creator of the gross physical body? I'm not saying Ishvara is the creator. I'm saying the creator of the gross physical body is the creator of the gross universe. Creator of subtle body is creator of the subtle suksha prapancha. Therefore, now, Avarna Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti, Avarna Shakti helps, is complementary for Sopadika Chaitanyam at the Samashti level. Complementary. Ishvara status, causal status, creator status. Creation is possible, creation on the part of Ishvara is possible only because Vikshepa Shakti, the operation or the function of Vikshepa Shakti itself is possible only when the Chaitanya, Sopadika Chaitanyam, the consciousness associated with the Samashti Ajnanam is covered by Avarna Shakti. It's a plus. Complementary. Okay. Now, what does the Avarna Shakti and Vikshepa do at the individual level? They say the Avarna Shakti of Vyashti Ajnanam. Is it? Avarna Shakti? The Vyashti of Vyashti Ajnanam at the individual level covers, conditions the Chaitanyam here. It doesn't cover the Chaitanyam here, the Buddhi. It covers the individual. Then what happens? Then Vikshepa Shakti starts functioning. And Vikshepa Shakti creates at the individual level, it becomes cause of samsara. So the Vikshepa Shakti can cover, create, project only when the Avarna Shakti covers. Covers the buddhi, isn't it? I hope you are getting it. Avarna Shakti, the power of veiling at the individual level, covers the intellect. Then only it begins what? Then only the Vikshepa Shakti, the power of projection, starts functioning. So it creates what? It does not create the individual body. It creates the samsara. In what form? First of all, wrong identity is created by what? Vikshepa. Projected by Vikshepa Shakti. Deha Abhimanaha. Identity with the body. And error, erroneous perceptions also created by what? The same Vikshepa Shakti. And once the erroneous perceptions are projected, the wrong identity is there, then comes what? This doership comes. Doership is projected. Enjoyership is projected. Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam. Then comes what? Then likes, dislikes, raga dvesha, then fear. Fear, likes and dislikes, then karma, desire, na? Icha, desire for karma and even the activities, then phalam, then janma. How? You know, all these things, the samsara itself, it becomes projected when the Vikshepa Shakti operates. Whose Vikshepa Shakti? Individual, at the individual level. Look at this. The same Avarna Shakti gives at the total level Ishvara status. The same Vikshepa Shakti at the individual level gives, makes an ignorant. There Ishvara becomes Sarvajna because of Avarna Shakti. And Jiva becomes Ajna, ignorant, because of Avarna Shakti. And Ishvara becomes what? Enjoying the Ishvara status, all-knowing status, becomes the creator of the subtle and gross universe. Whereas Jiva becomes creator of his own destiny. Understand? Because of Vikshepa Shakti, he becomes ignorant. Because of Avarna Shakti, becomes ignorant. Not only that, ignorant. Becomes later on as an ignorant person and becomes the creator of what? Samsara. Is it clear? Actually, this we need not, this has to be understood properly later on. How does the Avarna Shakti operates at the individual level? Then how it covers the buddhi, intellect, individual intellect, and how thereafter the power of projection functions, operates, and how it contributes for the samsara inevitably. For everything, the creation has to come into existence first, isn't it? The individual has to be created. The jiva has to come into existence. The jiva sharira must be there. There must be maya, buddhi must be created. This has to be discussed later on only. It's going to be discussed later on. Even if it is not clear now, don't worry, it become clear later on. He's going to clear everything systematically. But here, just to give us the idea, here the author introduces these twofold powers called Avarna Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti of this Ajnanam or Prakriti. Is it clear? So that's what we saw in the last class. It's all old lessons. Now, when we attain the self-knowledge, look at this now. When we attain the self-knowledge, what do we do? Self-knowledge results in what? Self-knowledge, Atma-jnanam, results in resolving the avarna shakti. Avarna shakti becomes resolved through the self-knowledge, isn't it? Self-knowledge contributes for resolving the avarna shakti. Then vikshepa shakti, also wrong notions and all will resolve. Vikshepa shakti, avarna shakti, isn't it? Ignorance and ignorance cause delusion, all projections, everything will resolve at the individual level alone. Atma jnanam will nothing to do with avarna shakti of Ishvara. Understand? Avarna shakti at the total level will continue to be function. Understand? Giving Ishvara all the time, Ishvara the all-knowing status, and vikshepa shakti at the total level will continue to be there, therefore the universe will continue to be there. Is it clear? So, your self-knowledge in no way will disturb anything at the total level. What happens to Ishvara's avarna shakti? Will be there. What happens to Ishvara's vikshepa shakti, total level, will be there. Therefore what? The world will continue to be there. So what happens? Who attends freedom now? Isn't it? Only at the individual level, avarna shakti will be resolved by attaining this self-knowledge. So to what will go? There's the avarna shakti cost, isn't it? The ignorance. And ignorance cost the projection, erroneous perceptions, the samsara, isn't it? Will resolve. That is what is mukti. This is all we have to understand before we enter into the class. Okay. Now, last week we read this, the 51st sentence. Asya ajnanasya avarana vikshepa namakam asti shakti dvayam. Now you can read. I have made everything very clear. Now you read it. Asya ajnanasya avarana vikshepa namakam asti shakti dvayam. So this ajnanam, which ajnanam? Please remember, in this context, the word ajnanam does not mean what we mean generally by the word ajnanam, ignorance. Here the word ajnanam means what? Mula prakritihi or mula vidya, mula jnanam, the original subtlest matter. You know, is of twofold powers of veiling and power of veiling and power of projection. Vikshepa shakti, avarna shakti and vikshepa shakti. That's what is said here. And here, now as we saw, the samashti ajnanam and the vyashti ajnanam, so both happen to be originally ajnanam, the original matter. Both powers must have, the avarna shakti, the power of veiling, vikshepa shakti, the projecting power, must be there at both levels. We have already seen briefly, I explained to you. Now, in this here, next sentence, here, the author discusses the operation of the function of the avarna shakti at the individual level alone he discusses. The author does not talk about the avarna shakti at the samashti level. Please remember. But we need to know. Therefore, I explained. Here, straight away, the author discusses the avarna shakti, the function of the avarna shakti at the individual level first. Is it clear? Okay. Now let us read. ஆவரணசக்தி தாவத் அல்பஹ அபி மேகஹ அல்பஹ அபி மேகஹ அநேக யோ சி தேர் தி டூ வேஸ் ஆஃப் ரீடிங் இட் அநேக யோஜனாய தம் ஆர் கேன் சே அநேக யோஜன ஆயத்தம் டூ வேஸ் ஆஃப் ரீடிங் இட் ப்ளீஸ் ரிமெம்பர் அநேக யோஜனாய தம் ஒன் வே ஆஃப் ரீடிங் அநேக யோஜன ஆயத்தம் ஆதித்ய மண்டலம் ஓகே அநேக யோஜன ஆயத்தம் ஆர் அநேக யோஜனாய தம் ஆதித்ய மண்டலம் அவலோகயித்ரு நயன பத பிதாயகதயா யதா ஆச்சாதயதி இவ We saw that last class itself. I don't need to read it, but still I'm rereading it. So he gives the example. Alpaha api megaha. See, the cloud, which has its own limitation, relatively, in terms of, you know, when it compared to the light, sunlight. The sunlight, which is spread all over for many, many, many miles and miles, isn't it? All over, all pervasive sunlight, spread widely for miles. No, miles. Aneka yojana ayatam aditya mandalam avalokayitru nayana patha pidayakataya. The cloud, which is small cloud, covering the path of the vision of the seer. Now the one who, the onlooker, the observer, the perceivers, the seer's eyes, path of the vision of the eye covering it, but it makes the person, seer, think as though the sun is covered by the cloud. Isn't it? It covers. It projects, and what is the projection then? You know, first it covers. It makes the person think as the sun is covered. The non-coverable sun is as though covered. Tatha, in the same way, ajnanam parichinnam api atmanam aparichinnam asamsarinam avalokayitru buddhi pidayakataya achadayati iva. Even though this ajnanam means what here? The vyashti ajnanam, and then the avarna shaktihi of the vyashti ajnanam, what does it do? Now, even though it is limited in nature, the avarna shaktihi, which is limited in nature, which has not independent existence at all, limited in nature, now, it seems to be covering the intellect of the person, intellect of the individual. It makes the person think, what now? The free, this Atma which is free, which is of the nature of limitlessness, the which is free from bondage, which is completely from any bondage, asamsari Atma, no, aparichinna Atma, limitless Atma, and then free Atma makes the free, limitless Atma seem, appear to be what now? Now is as though bound and limited individual. What does it really, does the Atma become limited? No. Does the Atma become a samsari? No. But now, how does it look now? As though Atma is limited, as though Atma has become bound. Because of the avalokayitru buddhi pidayakataya, because of the covering of the intellect of the knower, isn't it? Avalokayitru buddhi pidayakataya, because buddhi is covered, intellect is covered. covers what covers here? Avarna Shaktihi. This is what Avarna Shaktihi does. Avarna Shaktihi at the individual level cannot cover the Atma. Like what? Like just as the cloud cannot cover the sun, but it covers only what? It covers the seers, the eyesight. The seers, the path of the vision of the eye alone it is covered. Nayana patha, isn't it? Alone it covers. But still it makes the person think as the sun is non-coverable. Sun is covered. And the bright, brilliant, blazing sun is as though non-effulgent sun. Next thing, think. In the same way, the sun's ever-free Atma, the Atma which can never become bound, can never be made bound, no, ever-limitless Atma seems to be bound and limited because of the knower's intellect is covered by the Avarna Shaktihi at the individual level. Is it clear? Is what is it? Just only what does the Avarna Shaktihi do at the individual level? With an example, he discusses in this verse, in this line. And for which, that is what now, Tadrusham Samarthyam. Tadrusham Samarthya means this Avarna Shaktihi is capable of. What is it capable of? Tadrusham Samarthyam. The Avarna, the power of veiling at the individual level is capable, is it? Is capable of what now? Covering the individual's intellect, thereby it makes what now? It makes the impossible possible. Can Atma become samsari? No. But still, Atma is as though samsari. Can Atma become bound? No. Is bound. Atma become limited individual? No. But still now, the ever free Atma, ever non-bound Atma, here what now? Limitless Atma is as though bound and limited. Is caused by what? The Avarna Shaktihi. At which level? Individual level. Isn't it? Therefore, it makes the individual an ajnaha, ignorant person. And for which he gave the example, Ganachanna Drishtihi Ganachannam Arkam Yatha Nishprabham Manyate Cha Atimodaha. Isn't it? Ghanachannam, ghanaha means a cloud. Ganachanna drishtihi, the one whose vision is covered by the cloud, that person, you know, thinks, arkam ganachannam manyate, thinks that arkaha is sun, thinks that sun is as though covered by the cloud, and not only that, he thinks sun is, the brilliant sun is what, nishprabaha, nishprabham manyate, he thinks sun, for him sun is, also, not non-bright, it's non-effulgent. So, such a person is not ordinary fool, not ordinarily deluded. Ati mudaha. Mudaha means deluded. Ati mudaha means what? Totally deluded. Understand? Which means, suppose if I say, the two things. Suppose if you say, look at this, here, the book covers... No, the pustakam upanetram avrunoti. Book covers this specs. Or book covers my palm. It is possible to say, even then, book does not cover the palm. Book covers only your, the path of, the vision of your eye. Is covered by the book. That covers the palm, isn't it? But at least you can say, why? This is a limited object. Hand also is limited object, two limited objects, isn't it? Then even it is possible for you to say, even if you say, oh, the book is covering your eye, covering your palm here, even then you should say what? The book is covering the path of my vision, not your palm. Is it clear? Even if you say that my book is covering my palm, then also you can say what? Even then you are Modaha. But if you say, book covers your face in the bright light, is it? If you say, oh, cloud covers the sun and sun is non-effulgent, if you think it is, then you are Atimodaha. Understand? That's what he wants to say. Atimodaha. Anyway. So, Ghanachannam Arkam Nishpavam Manyate Yatha, in the same way, the ever-free Atma, the one whose buddhi, intellect is covered by the Avarna Shakti, he also thinks what? Mistakes Atma to be a limited individual, bound individual. Isn't it? Muda drishtehe baddhavat bhati. Atma appears to be bound for the deluded minded. Okay? But saha nitya upalabdhi swarupaha aham atma. That is not relevant for us, but still you can understand. Nitya upalabdhi means pure awareness. The ever-evident pure awareness, what now? I, the self, am the ever-evident pure awareness, and that awareness is obtained as what? The baddhavat bhati, as though Atma seems to be bound for the deluded minded. Is it clear? With this, what ends here is, the function of the avarna shakti and the consequence of its functioning at the individual level is presented in this sentence. Is it clear? Now we are going to the next page, next line. See, this much I had to prepare to take you to the new lesson. Anaya avrutasya atmanaha kartrutva bhoktrutva sukhitva dukhitvadi samsara sambhavana api bhavati yatha sva ajnanena avrutayam rajvam sarpatva sambhavana. Now you have to remember very carefully. Now, having discussed the function, the operation of the avarna shakti, the power of veiling at the individual level, now without mentioning that he is going to discuss the function of the vikshepa shakti, the author straightaway, now he discusses the operation of the vikshepa shakti. Now what does the vikshepa shakti do? When the avarna shakti covers the intellect at the individual level, what does the power of veil projection do? Isn't it? How it operates at the individual level, it is discussed. So please remember, the author does not discuss the avarna shakti, operation avarna shakti at the total level. But he discusses here the operation of avarna shakti at the individual level. Then he moves on to the operation of the vikshepa shakti at the individual level now. Now, anaya. Anaya means what now? Anaya. Avarna Shaktya. Anaya is adjective for Avarna Shaktya. By this Avarna Shakti, Avratasya Atmanaha. Here, Atma, or Atma here, the consciousness, Atma here is what? The consciousness, the truth of the individual, isn't it? The obtaining as the truth of the individual, Atma, the consciousness, the pure consciousness, associated with the Upadhi. So what now? Sopadika Chaitanya Atmanaha. The Sopadika Chaitanya Atma only we are talking about here. The jiva, isn't the prajna here, is what now is covered now. The one, the jiva, the prajna, who is prajna here? Prajna is the consciousness associated with the vyashti ajnanam, the upadhi. Vyashti ajnanam is the upadhi for jiva, isn't it? So jiva, jivatmana, that's what he says. For the jiva, this jiva is what now? Jivas is covered by avarna shakti, isn't it? So the avarna shakti, the atma, the sopadika chaitanyam, associated with the jiva upadhi, so enjoying the jiva status, what now? What does the vikshepa shakti do? Kartrutva, Bhoktrutva, Sukhitva, Dukhitva, Adi, Samsara, Sambhavana Api, Bhavati. Look at this. You have to remember here, at the total level, Ishvara becomes what? All-knowing Ishvara becomes a creator, enjoys the status of being the Lord of the whole, creator of sthula sukshma, gross subtle universes, using the vikshepa shakti. But here, this vikshepa shakti, when the avarna shakti covers the individual's intellect, this atma, the sopadika atma, sopadika chaitanyam, that's what is here, he says. Atma results in what? Results in deha abhimana. He doesn't mention, I say this. Immediate projection is what? When the buddhi is covered, the intellect is covered means you do not see the self being pure awareness, isn't it? You can say simply, but you can't say aham, I the self am, atma, the consciousness. You can't say that. Then what happened? The intellect is covered means, then deha abhimana comes. The identity with the body comes. Which means the body is mistaken for the atma. Why? Atma swarupam is covered. Like what? Like Rajya swarupam is covered. Rajya swarupam is covered, then what happens? Because Rajya swarupam is covered, only then it becomes what? There is a creation of the snake. Similarly, once the Atma swarupam is covered, then it happens what? Body is mistaken for the Atma. Then deha abhimanaha, identity with the body comes. Not only identity with the body, sthula shariram, identity with the sukshmaram also comes. Once you have the identity with the deha abhimana comes, then comes what? Kartrutvam. The notion that I am the doer. I am the doer notion is said to be what? Kartrutvam. Doership. Then bhoktrutvam comes. Then I am the enjoyer. Why? You also identity is with the subtle body also. I go through pain, isn't it? I am the enjoyer, I am the doer, the notions come. Entertaining these notions that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer is what? Said to be kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam. Then also what now? Aham sukhi, I am happy. I am happy is also what now? The notion. The entertaining, enjoying the status of being the happy person is what? Said to be sukhitvam. Then dukkhitam, I am very sad, I am very upset. That is what? Entertaining that wrong notion about the self as though I am unhappy person. I am unhappy person is also entertaining this notion is what? Dukkhitvam. All ness, okay? That enjoying the status of being the unhappy person, happy person, all the wrong notions. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am happy, I am unhappy. Then, sukhitvam, dukkhitvam, dukkhitvam, adi. Adi means what? Etc. That adi, etc. stands for all the erroneous notions you entertain about yourself. Every individual helplessly, inevitably, unavoidably, choicelessly, helplessly entertains all sorts of wrong notions, and all the wrong notions individual entertains about oneself, you know, are mentioned by one small word, Adi. Okay? You can include what all, you know, especially the sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, you know, centered on I, all this what now? Input by this Adi Shabda. This is what Vikshepa Shakti's job. Okay? Vikshepa Shakti at the individual level operates when only when the Avarna Shakti finishes its job of covering the Buddhi. Avarna Shakti covers the intellect means what? There is ignorance of what I, the self, am. Is it? What am I? I do not know. What is the truth of the world? I do not know. That not knowing is what? Ignorance, isn't it? This is state of mind. That is what is why ignorance is what? No. Ignorance is called at the level of the individual. So don't say at the level of the Ishvara, total level. Avarna Shakti at the individual level is responsible for one being, the ignorance of the self being there. Avarna Shakti at the total level is responsible for what now? Ishvara status. All knowing status, here ignorant status. There, creator of the whole universe, and here he becomes the creator of samsara. Here also creator, Ishvara is also creator. Understand? And Ishvara's creation is what? Jagat. Ishvara becomes Jagat Karanam. Ishvara's creation is what? Empirically real. Your creation is what? Samsara. Subjectively real. Okay? Your creation, the samsara, is your own projection. Your own creation, which is subjectively real. Pratibhasikam satyam. Whereas the Ishvara's creation is what? Jagat is what? Vyavaharikam satyam. What is paramarthikam satyam? Pure nirupadikam chaitanyam. The pure consciousness, nirupadikam chaitanyam, the absolute reality, impermanent Brahman and Atma, is paramarthikam satyam, absolutely real, the absolute reality. What about this jagat, which has been created, sthula prapancha, suksha prapancha, including all our subtle and gross bodies? Ishvara's creation is what? Not absolutely real. Then what? Empirically, relatively real. Vyavaharikam satyam. It enjoys vyavaharika satta, relative reality. What about samsara? Project, create, my own, the jeev, individual, the vikshepa shakti, the samsara for which vikshepa shakti's function is responsible at the individual level. It is subjectively real. Pratibhasikam satta. It enjoys only pratibhasika satta. Is it clear? Pratibhasika satta means subjectively it enjoys only subjective reality. Vyavaharika satta satyam means what? Empirical reality. Paramarthika satta means absolute reality. That now you have to think later on. Now we'll see. It is. So samsara sambhavana, that Adi Shabda stands for how this we have discussed very clearly in a Tattva Bodha class, every other class we discussed how one of the Avarna Shakti is the, see, the Avarna Shakti at the individual level, when it operates, it is responsible for what now? Your ignorance. Why there is ignorance of the self? Why there is ignorance of the truth? Understand? Ignorance is why? Ignorance is cause. What is response for the ignorance? Operation of the avarna shakti at the individual level. Once it operates, it because of its the avarna shakti covers. When ignorance is there, then helplessly only then vikshepa shakti functions. Then vikshepa shakti becomes what now? Becomes very useful, contributes for its own part. It contributes for the wrong perception, erroneous perception, which is called what? Projection or creation. Isn't it? You mean, error means what not contributes. For first of all, it starts with what? When I do not know what I am, then naturally anatma is mistaken for I, the atma. This is the erroneous perception. Isn't it? First of all, it's called adhyasa comes. Ajnanam results in adhyasa. Adhyasa results in adhyaropa. Adhyaropa means what? Superimposition of all the limitations of the anatma upon the atma. Then adhyarupam, then the sense of smallness centered on I am a limited individual, the notion comes. I am small, I am inadequate. The sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, all limitations of anatma become superimposed upon the atma. Then what now? Then all the wrong notions come. Aham karta, aham bhokta, aham sukhi, aham dukhi, I'm samsari. All the notions you entertain about yourself, all the notions are wrong. And that then ragadvesha has come. I like this, I don't like it. The pravritti, nivritti, karma, janpalam, then again janma. This contributes for samsara. Is it clear now? So what does avana shakti is responsible for? Ajnanam. Vikshepa Shakti is responsible for samsara. Is it clear now? How it results? So he says, yatha. Now he gives example. Yatha swa ajnanena avrutayam rajvam sarpatva sambhavana. Just as one's ignorance of the rope being the rope, isn't it? Ignorance of the rope covers the real nature of the rope. Isn't it? When it is covered, then what happened? The rope covered by your ignorance, the rope's real nature covered by your ignorance becomes what? Now then, thereby the rope becomes the cause of the snake. He says what then? Rajvam sarpatva bhavana. The projection of snake upon the rope is possible only if the rope is covered. What covers by your ignorance, isn't it? Ignorance of what is the rope. Simple example is the ignorance of the rope covers the rope being the rope, thereby it contributes for what? Projection of snake upon the rope. Similarly, ignorance of the self covers the self being Brahman, the fact of self being Brahman, thereby what? It projects the all the limitations of the body dimensions complex upon the Atma. all wrong notions about the self, which is samsara. Is it very clear? No. So having discussed the avarna shakti and vikshepa shakti at the individual level, without discussing the avarna shakti at the total level, now he enters into discussion on the function of vikshepa shakti at the total level. You have to remember here. Okay, so what does the vikshepa shakti do at the total level? Now you have to assume avarna shakti at the total level has contributed for the all-knowing status. Ishvara status. Is it as sarvajnaha Ishvaraha, the sopadhika chaitanyam, the consciousness associated with samashti ajnanam, being covered by the avarna shakti. Now what does the vikshepa shakti do? We have to read it now. Hope you are with me. Vikshepa shaktistu. Here in this 54th sentence here we, you have to remember, avarna shakti at the total level is not discussed, but avarna shakti at the individual level and vikshepa at the individual level we saw, no, we discussed. But now here from there, vikshepa shakti, function of vikshepa shakti at the total level is discussed here. Vikshepa shaktistu yatha rajvajnanam sva avrita rajau sva shaktya sarpadikam udbhavayati evam ajnanamapi sva avrita atmani sva shaktya akashadi prapancham udbhavayati tadrisham samarthyam. So tadrisham samarthyam, that sort of capability, who vikshepa shakti, the power of, you know, projecting or creative power, okay, so projecting power is of the capability. What does it do? See, same example is used, okay, the Rajju Sarpa, same example is used. So you have to understand it correctly. Rajju Ajnanam. No, ignorance of the rope, being the rope. Sva avrita rajo. What does it do? It covers the rope. Doesn't it do? Ignorance of the rope, what does it do? It prevents you from seeing the rope as a rope. It means what? The rope is covered for you. You are ignorant of what is this rope. Therefore what? It covers the rope. When the rope is covered, the rope covered by the ignorance, then what happens? Swashaktya. And what? The rope covered by ignorance, the condition by the covering of the covering. Swashaktya, by its own, then the power of projecting. Sarpadikam udbhavayati. No? It creates the snake. Look at this. How does the rope become the creator of the snake? Tell me. How does the rope become the creator of the snake? Does the rope do any work? Simply, rope being the rope, remaining as the rope, without undergoing any change, without moving an inch, just lying there as a rope, becomes the creator of the snake. Which means what? Become the cause for the snake. Rope becomes the cause for the snake. Is it? Why? Without the snake, cause snake, there can't be a rope. Without the rope, there can't be a snake. How does the rope become the cause of the creation of the snake? In your drishti, okay? Only when the rope is covered by avarna shaktihi. See, rope, when the rope is covered by your ignorance, look at this, your simple ignorance. The rope is covered by your ignorance. Rope being the rope is covered by your ignorance. Do not see the rope being the rope. Only if the rope's real nature, rope being the rope is covered, then rope becomes what? The cause for the appearance of the snake. So the rope enjoys the status of being the cause of the snake only if its real nature is covered by your ignorance. Is it clear? Clear or not? Hope you are, I'm not confusing. It's clear. Similarly, he says, at the samashti level, when the avarna shaktihi covers the, when the sopadhika chaitanyam, the consciousness associated with samashti avidya upadhi, then this is conditioned by the avarna shaktihi at the total level, becomes what? All-knowing. When enjoys the all-knowing status, then the making use of the vikshepa shakti becomes useful for creating the samashti, sthula prapancha, the gross universe, subtle universe, and all the gross bodies and subtle bodies. He says, Swa-avrita atmani swa-shaktya akashadi prapancham udbhavayati. Swa-shaktya, understand? Using his own vikshepa-shaktihi, using the vikshepa-shaktihi, akashadi, beginning from the space, all the five subtle elements, then the gross elements, and the elementals, huttle, gross, the everything, udbhavayati, utpadayati, means what now? It really creates. Creates means what? How does this opadika chaitanyam, Ishwaraha, becomes the cause of this universe? The universe becomes, no? Then there is manifestation. How does the unmanifest universe becomes manifest? Unmanifest universe becoming manifest is what? Creation. We are seriously understanding. Later on we are going to negate what? Creation. See, the unmanifest universe, for it to become manifest is what? Creation, isn't it? So this creation is possible how? Because of the function of the vikshepa shakti at the total level. And the vikshepa shakti at the total level can contribute for the manifestation of the universe only if it is covered by what now? Avarana shakti. So the vikshepa avarana shaktis are complementary at the total level. At the individual level, contributes for response for ajnanam, then samsara. taduktam. So where do we understand here this one? He gives the example. Always we have quotation is required, and this quotation to support this teaching is not from the Shruti Upanishad. It is from a well-known text which you have already studied. See whether you remember, you somewhere you have heard these words. Maybe you may, it may sound as though you have heard some time back in your dream. Actually, this verse comes from Drik Drishya Viveka text. Okay, Drik Drishya Viveka, we all studied. Remember? Once upon a time? Yeah. And this verse is from there. And unfortunately, he has not given the full sentence verse. He has the second line he has given. The full shloka, the verse comes like this. Shaktidvayam hi mayayah. Shaktidvayam hi mayayah. Vikshepavrati rupakam. It is not there. I am reading it, okay? Second line is Vikshepa. Now you can see the book. Vikshepa Shaktir.
Vikshepa Shaktir.
Lingadi.
Lingadi.
Brahmandantam.
Brahmandantam.
Jagat Srijet.
Jagat Srijet.
See, Vikshepa Shaktihi. See, Mayayaha Shakti Dvayam. Vikshepa Shaktihi Avriti Rupakam. There, what does the Vikshepa Shaktihi do? Vikshepa Shaktihi Lingadi Brahmanda Antam Jagat Srijet. The Vikshepa Shaktihi at the total level Srijati creates. Creates what? Creates the Lingadi, all the subtle bodies, all the gross bodies, the entire Brahmandam it creates. The entire cosmos which you perceive, no? Here, the gross and the subtle, all of them, including our physical bodies, our subtle bodies, they're all what now? Creation of Ishvara. Ishvara Srishtihi. What is Srishti? We're going to understand later on. How Vikshepa Shaktihi contributes for Srishti at the total level. Now only in the beginning, okay, we are going to analyze Srishti and finally we are going to see, say what? There is no Srishti. There is only Vyakti, Vyaktihi, manifestation. That is a different teaching. But now you have to understand what? How these two powers are there. Isn't it? The original matters. Two powers, the power of veiling and the power of projecting, and how this power operates at the individual level and the total level. How the total level is complementary, isn't it? How it, the status comes. I explained once in the class, if the light alone is without the opaque things, light is light. But light cannot enjoy the status of being the illuminator. It is the association of light with the opaque gives its status as what? Illuminator status. Light is of the nature of illumining, self-effulgence is fine. But self-effulgent light enjoys the status of being illuminator only when associated with the opaque things. Without the opaque things, light will be what? Just the light. But we want to know what is it, isn't it? And the light is accessible only when associated with the opaque. As an illuminator, it is accessible. So you have to cognitively differentiate the illuminator from the element, then discover who the illuminator is and resolve the illuminator status in the light, and you arrive at the light being the truth. Understand? Similarly here also, you do the same thing. That is why if we resolve our Atma Jnanam by knowing the Atma through Atma Jnanam, then we are not resolving the entire Prakriti, we are not doing anything. Avarna Shaktihi, Vikshepa Shaktihi, at the total level, will continue to be there, function, therefore Jagat will be there, will continue to be there. What happens is, only perspective change in your Buddhi. That's all will happen. Nothing will happen. Outside nothing will happen, isn't it? Change happens only in your Buddhi. Okay. And this, don't get confused here, Drik Drishya Viveka is also known as Vakya Sudha. No, Vakya Sudha. Sudha is nectar. So Vakya Sudha means words of nectar. Why? Because every word in a, which forms contributes for the formation of those verses, and the fact revealed by those verses in Drikta Shiveka Prakriya really clarifies your mind. The, you know, having the clarity of vision is what? Real attainment of nectar, isn't it? It's called Vakya Sudha. Shakti. Now he is going to talk about the Ishvara here. Shakti Dvayavat Ajnana Upahitam Chaitanyam Swapradhanataya Nimittam Swa Upadhi Pradhanataya Upadanancha Bhavati. This now he says, Ajnana Upahitam Chaitanyam. See this, the word of Ajnana Upahitam Chaitanyam means the consciousness associated with Samashti Upadhi. Samashti Upadhi is what? Samashti Avidya. Samashti Ajnanam, isn't it? Consciousness associated with Samashti Ajnanam, which is the Upadhi, isn't it? Samashti Ajnanam, which is the Upadhi, is called what? Ishvara, isn't it? He says now. So for Ishvara, so Upahitam Chaitanyam, the consciousness endowed with the Upadhi, associated with the Upadhi. Is it clear now? Conscious, associated with the Upadhi. Which Upadhi here? Samashti Ajnanam, the total Upadhi. Consciousness associated with or endowed with the total Upadhi. Not endowed, associated with, better. Total Upadhi is what now? Shakti Dvayavat, which is also what, which has twofold powers, this power of Avarna Shaktihi and Vikshepa Shaktihi, the two powers, gets the status of being the cause of the universe, isn't it? Who enjoys the status of being the cause of the universe? Jagat Karanatvam, who enjoys the cause of the universe? Ishwaraha, we have to say Ishwara, the Lord. Who is the Lord here? There is no Lord other than this Sopadika Chaitanyam. There is no Lord other than this consciousness associated with the Samashti Upadhi. Is it clear now? Samashti Upadhi. When you say the Samashti Upadhi, that's why Chaitanyam, Upahita Chaitanyam, Ajnana Upahita Chaitanyam. means what now? The consciousness associated with the samashti upadhi, which is samashti ajnanam, which has what now? Which is endowed with these twofold powers, the creative power, veiling power, and the creative power. And here, this as Ishvara means the cause of the universe, means which cause? Both the causes. The material cause of the universe also is Ishvara. The intelligent cause of the universe also is Ishvara. You can say intelligent cause or efficient cause. Is it? Both the causes are Ishvara only. Who is Ishvara? Who is Ishvara here? Pure consciousness associated with samashti upadhi. What is samashti upadhi? Samashti ajnanam. Sattva pradhana prakritihi. Consciousness associated with the prakritihi, the original matter, which is predominantly sattvic, called samashti ajnanam, which serves as an upadhi, the manifesting medium for consciousness. Is it? The consciousness gets the name, what now? The cause of the universe, jagat karanam. Only when the status of being the cause of the universe comes, then we can call that, what now? Ishvara status, Lord of the universe. Who is the Lord of the universe? The cause of the universe is the Lord of the universe. To be the Lord of the universe must be the cause of the universe. Understand? There is no Lord other than this. See, even here understand Ishvara. You begin to understand Ishvara. Then which, what cause? Which cause of the universe is the Lord? Both material cause and the intelligent cause. That is said in the following line. Swapradhanataya. Look at this. Swapradhanataya. See, you say the Ishvara, the Lord, is the intelligent cause. From which aspect of the Lord do you say Lord is the intelligent cause? You say Lord is the material cause of the universe. From which aspect can you say Lord is the material cause of the universe? Is it both the causes of the Lord you say? Material cause of the universe is also the Lord, Ishvara. Intelligent cause of the Lord universe also is the Lord. Because when you say the pot, when you take the creation called a pot, there is clay. I'm very clear. Clay pot means clay is the material cause. But the clay cannot jump and become a pot by itself, roll, isn't it? It needs to be intelligent being. Therefore, the pot maker's intelligence, the buddhi and the skill, is the knowledge of how to make the pot. The pot maker is what now? Intelligent cause. Is it? Whose touch made the pot? A pot. The material matter cannot become the pot by itself. The clay cannot become a pot by itself. It needs to be touched by an intelligent being, isn't it? Which means the pot maker's knowledge of how to make the pot, the skill how to make the pot, isn't it? Is the intelligent cause of the pot. So definitely two different causes are there involved in any creation, in any product. We have to see these two causes being there. Isn't it? Even if I don't see the pot maker, I have a pot means, and seeing the pot, I can say definitely I still see the pot maker's knowledge and skill, which is the intelligent cause, being manifest in the very creation called pot. Isn't it? The two causes are involved there. Similarly, here we say Ishvara is the jagat karana means, because why do you say Ishvara? Jagat karanam is the Ishvara. The cause of the universe is the Lord. There is no Lord other than the cause of the universe. Don't think of Lord walking around with the hands and okay, with weapons and things. The cause of the universe is the Lord of the universe. And what cause? Both efficient cause of the universe and the material cause of the universe. Both causes are the Lord only. Which is the cause here? We say Upahitam. Ajnana Upahita Chaitanyam. Ajnana Upahita Chaitanyam means what? Maya Upahita Chaitanyam. Maya Upahita Chaitanyam Mula Prakriti, isn't it? Mula Prakriti Upahita Chaitanyam. Samashti Ajnana Upahita Chaitanyam. Or Upadi. Upahita means what? The consciousness associated with the Upadi is said to be Upahita Chaitanyam. Is it clear now? That is the cause. So from which aspect then do you say intelligent cause? He says, Swapradhanataya. From the standpoint of pure consciousness by itself, without including the Upadhi, you can say what now? The power from the standpoint of consciousness by itself is what? Is the Nimitta Karanam. Intelligent cause. Or Vivartha Upadana Karna. Understand? Intelligent cause. We are going to understand one more thing. Vivartha Upadana later on. Then, Swapradhanataya Nimitta Karanam. Intelligent cause or efficient cause. So, Upadhi Pradhanataya. The standpoint of its Upadhi, Ishra becomes what now? Material cause. The standpoint of the Upadhi, see, the one who is endowed with the Upadhi, isn't it? The power. The standpoint of Maya Upadhi, Ishra becomes the material cause of the universe. The standpoint of its own nature, consciousness itself, it becomes what now? Nimitta Karanam. You have to see it from two aspects, isn't it? It's like saying, look at this now. The electricity by itself cannot become the illuminator here. Isn't it? Cannot contribute for illumination. The filament without electricity also cannot contribute for illumination. The electricity has to pass through the filament, isn't it? Electricity associated with the filament becomes what? Has the illuminator status. Electricity without the filament has no illuminator status. What lends electricity the illuminator status? Its association with the filament, isn't it? The bulb. But without the electricity, can the filament by itself become the illuminator? No. Therefore, here also, when we say the pure consciousness by itself, from the standpoint of consciousness with the Maya Upadhi, becomes what? Jagat Karanam. And Jagat Karanam is Ishvara, looked upon as Ishvara. Which Karanam? Efficient cause and material cause. So from which aspect do you say that? When you see the Prakriti, Maya as the power of Brahma consciousness, then you can say the standpoint of consciousness, Atma is what? The intelligent cause or efficient cause is of the universe is Atma. The standpoint of the Upadhi, you can say material cause of the universe is also Atma. From which aspect of Ishvara is which cause? So we'll see. Now he is going to give beautifully next class. Slowly we'll enter into this srishtihi. It's only preparation for srishti. It's all preparation for the adhyaropa prakaranam. In order to enter into the creation, analysis of the creation, to understand creation, finally to arrive at the truth of the creation, and to say there is no creation at all, you need to seriously begin analyzing the Srishti. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
You said that Sukshma, the individual Sukshma, is a creation of Ishwar. At the same time, if I understood it correctly, at least one Vritti is a creation of the individual body, which is the ignorance. So the Sukshma is a mix of Ishwar creation and this individual ignorance created by the Supali. So, the gross body is easy to understand. The vials are easy to understand. The powers are easy to understand. But the mind, the vrittis, if I understand, they are mixed.
And actually what happens, the Ishwara, the individual buddhi itself cannot come before talk about the creation. Is it? See, only when you talk about Ishwara, start with Ishwara. Then Ishwara creates all of them, isn't it? So in Ishwara's creation is what? Your buddhi. Because it's not your creation. Nothing is your creation here. Nothing is individual's creation. Okay? Samsara alone is your creation. Understand? Bondage is your creation. Samsara is your creation. The buddhi, every vritti here, then that's why what the creation of individual can be come to only when you finish the discussion of Ishwara Srishti. But here, in fact, the author should not have actually discussed how the individual buddhi is covered by Hinshininata. But still he wants to introduce. To make it easy, understanding the teaching easy, he even before he entered into the actual topic, he discussed about it. Is it clear what I'm saying? Before even your buddhi, see, now we are discussing the Srishti topic. Your buddhi has already been created, isn't it? Only now we are discussing the preparation for creation. So when the creation topic comes, the creation is complete, only then your buddhi will come into existence. Only then the buddhi will discuss. But even before the creation is complete, before the Ishwara itself, we are still understanding Ishwara. How the creation is, isn't it? Ishwara's Srishti has to be complete. Only then, as part of the Ishwara's creation, our buddhi will come into the existent being. But now, before going to the topic, he shouldn't have done it. But he discussed it, just for us to make our understanding easy. Got it? Become clear. At least now, so you won't go home with the confusion, isn't it? Just to see, only there's such a small thing to see, because unfortunately, so helpless. There's so many words used in Sanskritam. No, because ajnanam literally means only ignorance for you, isn't it? But here I use the term ajnan sense of matter. And so many words, ajnanam, prakritihi, avidya, maya, oh my God. So I think one day we'll keep a board and all the words would really do that. So that what all the synonyms, in which context what we mean. In Vedanta Sara, whenever I talk about the samashti ajnanam, vyashti ajnanam, I mean the matter. Isn't it? And how both the one is satta pradhanam and sajas pradhana. And how both have been ended with what is powers, power of veiling and power of projecting, creating, isn't it? And how in Ishwara's part, the avarna shakti means we always think about it, covers, no. Avara Shakti at a total level contributes for Ishwara status, contributes for the causal status, Karanatvam, Ishwarattvam, Sarvajnyattvam, omniscience. Isn't it? All the good thing comes. But it's only at the standpoint, it doesn't bind there. Because Hattapradana Prakriti, there is Jnanam. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tasya kartaram abhimam, vidya kartaram avyayam. He knows I am the creator of everything. Isn't it? Whereas here we say what? No, but whereas at the individual level, how avarna shakti, what mess it makes, isn't it? Contributes for how the avarna shakti covers the intellect and how it then vikshepa shakti contributes for samsara. That's why I said there's a difference is there. The Ishwara Srishtihi is Jagat. Jagat includes what? All our body, mind, sense complex. Isn't it? Yeah, of course. Everything. Everything.
Ahankara is not a fruit of my ignorance. From
No. That's why the Avarna Shakti, you are not your fruit. It is not your Avarna Shakti. Understand? It is Samashti Avarna. Samashti Avarna Shakti covers, contributes for the Ishwara status. Then Vikshepa Shakti contributes for the creation, Srishti. And where comes what? Your Hankara, you, everything. As an individual means what? What is a human individual? Ankara, Chitta, Manaha, Buddhihi, the whole mind, all the pranas, all this, everything comes, isn't it? Jagat Ishwara Srishti is fine. It's clear. There's no problem. That's why it's Vyavaharika Satta. It enjoys a relative empirical reality status. Vyavaharika Satta. Whereas what happens, the Avarna Shakti, covering the Ajapradana Prakriti, isn't it? Has covered, that covers, means that Avarna Shakti contributes or creates the ignorance in our mind. Our ignorance of not being, seeing the Atma is covered, is what now? Is Avarna Shakti's creation. Then delusion is what? Projection. Ignorance and delusion. Ajnanam, moha. Both are. Moha is the product of what? Vikshepa Shakti. Then perception, everything. That's a Jiva Srishti. The samsara is your creation. Is it clear? That's why you shouldn't say Avarna Shakti something. Just understanding everything, isn't it? You understand everything step by step. You slowly will resolve your own Avarna Shakti, Ajnanam. Finally, you are going to resolve your Ajnanam. As your Avarna Shakti. Avarna Shakti at the individual level, you will resolve. Have you answered the question? I know what this, I was going to say in the class, this author is a little mischievous, he shouldn't have talked about the individual buddhi being covered, because individual has not yet been created, isn't it? We are still discussing. But initially, before he entered, he wanted to just hint and go. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.